future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. We have a jam-packed show in store today. We're going to be discussing Kadena and the fact they're about to go live in October with a $3 billion asset manager on board. Big news for the team there. We're also going to be discussing Microsoft's launch of decentralized identity tool on the Bitcoin blockchain, what that means for the community and what that means as well for us as a space. I'm also going to be discussing Bakkt, which has just set a July test date for Bitcoin Futures Exchange. Big news coming out from there. And obviously, consensus is happening alongside New York Blockchain Week. A lot going down, a lot going on. Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, is actually in New York this week. So if you want to meet Shane and connect with him over there, feel free to reach out to him via our Telegram page, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you'll find us. So listen, with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's get into the show. Let's do this. So Kadena has had some big news today. Brooklyn-based startup Kadena will launch a public blockchain this October. The company announced Monday at Consensus, so they announced today. Founded in 2016, Kadena raised over $14 million last year to develop a new proof-of-work POW blockchain network called Chainweb that would seek to offer users high transaction volumes without slowing down network speed and ramping up network costs for users. So the CEO of Kadena, Will Martino, said today at Consensus, Chainweb is built to align incentives of everyone involved in the network. For the first time, miners, users, and businesses can all agree on what network success means and how to get there from launch. So Chainweb's protocol, the company said, links multiple blockchain networks to run concurrently and split up large computation loads. As previously reported, these different chains share information through Merkle routes to achieve cross-chain consensus. Now, the envisioned goal of Chainweb is to produce roughly 1,000 different blockchains and reach network speed of up to 10,000 transactions per second. Now, according to Kadena CEO Will, Chainweb has been running on a test network since March. Now, the interesting part about that is later this summer in May, the test network will be opened up to preliminary users. Now, he went on to say, we have a mining queue that will work, that we're working through slowly and begin onboarding to test the user experience in the process of hooking up to the network, said Martino. Will also stress that miners will not be earning tokens ahead of their mainnet release by engaging in the preliminary test network. Today's press release notes that miners will strictly get to learn how Chainweb works and collaborate with our team to scale the network itself. Now, if that announcement wasn't enough, they also made another announcement today. The team at Kadena further revealed a partnership with commodities and alternative investment product provider USCF Investments, a manager of approximately $3 billion in assets. John Love, president and CEO of USCF, told media sources today, one of the big things that attracted us to Kadena was their expertise beyond just blockchain and fintech, including regulatory understanding. To our business, this partnership wasn't something coming from left field. This collaboration makes a lot of sense to tie our respective areas of expertise together. As Will put, the two will be working together to build the next generation of fintech by leveraging Kadena products like Chainweb. The key is that the USCF brings the history of innovation and innovating markets and financial markets in particular, and a vision of how a new technology like blockchain could fundamentally advance how these systems and these products are built in fintech, said Will. Now, this is really interesting because the Kadena team have an amazing background. They're one of the few teams that came out of the ICO boom. And by the way, they didn't do an ICO. They did a SAFT, but they did a SAFT agreement while everyone else was doing an ICO. So they're always kind of ahead of their time. But let's talk about the team and the team's background, because that's something that I think Kadena really, really is far ahead in. You see a lot of different teams coming out from the ICO phase that had experience maybe in tech. But like, let me just bring up the speed of the Kadena team's background. Will Martino, founder and CEO. Will was lead engineer for Juno, JP Morgan's blockchain prototype, and was previously tech lead for the SEC's Cryptocurrency Steering Committee and the Quantitative Analytics Unit. So not only has he got the regulatory side of things, working at the SEC's cryptocurrency steering committee and understanding their views and where their heads are at with this technology, but he also worked at JP Morgan on their blockchain prototype. So he's very up to speed of how to talk to institutions and bring on the bigger type clients, like the fund, the $3 billion fund that was mentioned, USCF. Stuart Popejoy, who's the founder and president, Stuart directed JP Morgan's Blockchain Center of Excellence and has around 15 years experience building trading systems and exchange backbones for the financial industry. Again, someone that big institutions can understand, that can talk and communicate with, someone who knows how to pitch and present to these guys correctly. Monica Quantas, who, by the way, came on the show a couple of weeks ago with Jess on the Women in Blockchain or Ladies Night here at SVK Crypto, which is every Thursday. I recommend you check out that interview she did. It was absolutely amazing. Monica led database engineering at Rent the Runway and was a quant for the SEC, which she worked in investment banking for Cushman and Wakefield before she went to the SEC. So she's someone else that can have and knows how to communicate with big institutions out there, which is really key because a lot of the big institutions want to have a blockchain strategy. They want to have the benefit of this great technology, but they don't necessarily want to deal with a lot of developers and they don't really want to risk that. So something like Kadena comes in handy because the team know how to communicate and work with the institutions and explain what the opportunity is in words that they know they'll understand. Now, they'll also be able to give the regulatory guidance on that as well from their understanding, which is so valuable, especially with the level of hypersensitive nature we have at the minute in the space. Now, if that wasn't enough, from Consensus, we also have another big announcement. Bitcoin Futures Exchange Backed, BAKKT, announced today that it's moving forward with plans to launch physically settled Bitcoin futures products. So let's jump into this and find out a little bit more. So in a blog post, Bakkt CEO Kelly Loeffler wrote that Bakkt had worked closely with the US Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, the regulatory agency in charge of overseeing derivative products in the country, and would be testing its Bitcoin futures contracts this summer. No launch date was announced as of yet, and indeed, Loeffler did not explicitly say the company's proposal to self-custody its Bitcoin and clear through its parent company warehouse, Intercontinental Exchange's ICE Clear US, had been approved. Rather, backed through ICE will self-certify its Bitcoin futures products, meaning that the CFTC will have to assess whether or not proposals violate any laws or regulations. Now, if the regulator does not find any issues within a 10-day deadline, the products will move forward. This is different from asking the CFTC to explicitly approve a product, which Bakkt was previously said to be doing. The CME and the CBOE both self-certified their Bitcoin futures contracts when they first announced in 2017. Now, however, unlike the CME and the CBOE's products, Bakkt will deliver actual Bitcoin rather than the cash equivalent upon a contract's expiration. Now, an individual familiar with the matter on Bakkt's process, who did not want to be named, told media sources that the company does not have a final launch date set yet, but would be clear to proceed should the CFTC not raise any objections. The individual added, "We do self-certify. What the blog post effectively means is we filed with the CFTC. It's two contracts, a daily and a monthly. And what happens is after 10 days, they can self-certify." Now, I think it's pretty funny that someone has, wanted to carry on the interest that the blog post that the CEO wrote, and also is using very similar language. You know, do you think in a strange world it could have been the CEO who also mentioned that but didn't want to be mentioned? I'm just thinking out loud here, but from what I can see, it sounds very similar. Now, ICE published two documents on Monday, detailing the listing and self-certification of its two new products. In the blog post, Loeffler wrote that we will be working with our customers over the next several years to prepare for user acceptance testing, UAT, for futures and custody, which we expect to start in July. We expect to use UAT to ensure that customers have time to onboard and can test the trading and custody model we've built to their satisfaction. She wrote, adding that the future details will be shared in upcoming posts. So, You know, still, the CEO shared some new information about Bakkt's upcoming products. So for one thing, the firm will list two different futures contracts, a daily settlement Bitcoin future, which will enable customers to transact in a same-day market, and a monthly futures contract. This is different from a one-day futures contract that the platform originally announced. Now, specifically, the firm's new product will be, well, a daily settlement Bitcoin future, which will enable customers to transact in same-day market, and two, or B, a monthly futures contract, which is different from a one-day futures contract that the platform originally announced. So Bakkt will also place $35 million of its own funding into the clearinghouse risk waterfall, which puts our own skin in the game and aligns our interest for market integrity and safety with market participants, the CEO went on to write. In addition, Bakkt plans to use its own qualified custodian to provide custody services through this remains subject to regulatory approval. Now, there's a lot of hype when this first got announced that Bakkt was going to enter the market because the Intercontinental Exchange is one of the biggest exchanges in the world and is the parent company of Bakkt, B-A-K-K-T. This is really interesting because, guess what? The New York Stock Exchange is part of the Intercontinental Exchange's products, which is the parent company of Bakkt. So what you have here is real adoption seeping through. This is the opportunity, the chance that we could see institutions picking up the adoption. This is going to make it really easy and really simple for them to not only get involved in Bitcoin, but also to do it in a regulatory safe fashion, which is really important when you're looking for institutional capital to come into the space itself. So this is big news. It's had a lot of attention. It's great to see more momentum out today. It's great to see that in line with consensus and what's going on over there at the minute. It seems that a lot of interest is being picked back up. We're seeing the price, and I don't really want to speak about the market cap, but we've seen that increase dramatically over the past couple of days. I think a lot of interest, a lot of attention is back on this space, and I think if we can keep this momentum up, we'll see an increase, as we're seeing at the minute, of the market cap over the next couple of days. I think consensus came at the right time. There's lots of positive news out. So with that in mind, let's jump into the next story, which is that Microsoft launches a decentralized identity tool on Bitcoin blockchain. Big news. So Microsoft is launching the first decentralized infrastructure implementation by a major tech company that is built directly on the Bitcoin blockchain. The open source project called Ion deals with the underlying mechanics of how networks, or basically talk to each other. For example, if you log on to Airbnb using Facebook, a protocol deals with the software that sends the personal information from your social profile to the external service provider. In this case, Ion handles the decentralized identifiers, which control the ability to prove your own, the keys to this data itself. So this is where it gets interesting, because Christopher Allen, a crypto veteran and co-founder of the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, Working Group for Decentralized Identity, DID Solutions, told media sources today that Microsoft's move would impact the entire tech industry. A lot of enterprise infrastructure use Microsoft products, Allen said. So if they integrate this into any of their infrastructure products, they'll have access to DID. Indeed, York Rhodes, a program manager of Microsoft blockchain engineering team, told media sources that Microsoft's team had been working for a year on a key signing and validation software that relies on the public networks like Bitcoin and Ethereum, yet can handle the greater throughput that the underlying blockchain itself. Which is really interesting, especially when you look for adoption. Microsoft and their network ability and the users they have on the network. Blockchain would be a smart move for these guys. You know, Microsoft's well known for being innovators in the space. Will they be able to innovate in the blockchain space and really grab this technology and utilize it to their benefit? So meanwhile, an anonymous source for Microsoft's, well, knowledge of Microsoft's project told media sources that Ion will shift from using Bitcoin's testnet to the Bitcoin mainnet later this year. As such, any tech-savvy observer could run a node to contribute to this project. Stepping back though, the difference between the DID under the hood versus current infrastructure speaks to the hearts of users owning their own content and access. In the example of Facebook and Airbnb, with a DID, Facebook might be able to shut down your social media account, but could not revoke access to all tools that relies on the Facebook ID to log in. Plus, all those personal photos on Facebook would belong to the user, not the DID. Yet Facebook in particular may not align with Microsoft's approach. Another anonymous source told media sources that although Facebook has been invited to participate in Microsoft's DID projects, the community efforts so far, the social media company has declined and instead continued to follow its historic approach to user data. which is a shame because, you know, when will Facebook start utilizing blockchain for user data? Is it a situation where they have to wait for the technology to speed up to handle the throughput of their transactions? Or is it a case where they're trying, that they're not interested in doing this right now because they have other stuff going on? You know, I wish we knew. Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, you should definitely come on the show to tell the users and listeners all about your views and your sentiment on this space. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention, as always. If you haven't already, subscribe to the SVK Crypto Podcast and hit us up on social media, Twitter at @SVK_crypto, Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. If you have any questions or queries, feel free to reach out to myself, CStory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.